HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
Hi, this is Liz Ferguson, co-owner of K Ferguson Consulting. Are you paying too much for health insurance? If so, we can help. At K Ferguson Consulting, we offer health care choices for individuals, self-employed, large and small business groups, Medicare, life, and long-term care. Stop paying too much for health care. Visit k-ferguson.com or call 901-245-3399. We proudly serve the Mid-South region as licensed brokers. Call 901-245-3399 or kay-ferguson.com.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers. What is on the Christmas list this year?
How about a 4-carat diamond tennis bracelet for only $2,799?
Whoa, that's nice.
What about 1-carat diamond stud earrings starting at only $799? Or half carats for $399?
They're all on my wish list.
We've got Time and Eternity diamond necklaces starting at $75. Robert Irwin Jewelers has a gift for any budget.
Also free financing, right?
For convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Hurry to Kroger right now for 3 days of digital deals. Through Saturday, you'll find big savings for your seasonal celebrations. You can take home essentials like select varieties of Kroger brand cheese. During the 3 days of digital deals, they're just 99 cents each. Just visit Kroger.com or the app and download your digital coupons today. Best of all, you can use them up to 5 times in one transaction. But hurry, the sale ends Saturday. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Rossi Men, Steve Land, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting at $29.99, just in time for the cooler weather. Dress shoes from Stacey Adams, Giovanni, and Belvedere. 100% cotton dress shirts from $29.99. 4 Memphis locations, 4835 American Way, 6297 Winchester, 1223 Shelby Drive, 4835 Austin P. Mention this ad and get a free gift. At Suits U, we really suit you. Toyotathon is now at Wolf Chase Toyota, your number one volume sales leader in Memphis. All 2018s must go during Toyotathon. This holiday season, we want to say thanks to all of our great customers and employees for a great year at Wolf Chase Toyota. We are committed to do whatever it takes to continue providing you with the best sales and service experience each day. Toyotathon happens once a year, and we are ready. The great deals are on. Shop your great selection online at wolfchasetoyota.com.
Number 143 MSNBS reporting. Toyotathon offers expire 12/31/18 and exclude dealer dock fees, tax, stack, title. See dealer for details.
There are margaritas, and then there are
margaritas!
Bring your party thirst to La Herradura Mexican Restaurant, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Memphis. Made from scratch guacamole, massive plates of Mexican cuisine, and the only restaurant on Summer Avenue with a full bar. Happy hour Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with
margaritas
for only $2. Don't miss karaoke every Friday night. La Herradura Mexican Restaurant, 4090 Summer Avenue, just like being in Mexico.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. And now's the time to save on select business PCs with 8th-gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Now, it's Jason and John, live from Robert Irwin Jewelers at 376 Perkins Extended in Memphis, live on 92.9.
Landers Auto Sales. I got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Dodge Challenger or the 2018 Jeep Wrangler Sport. two amazing vehicles that I've both personally been in. You'll love them. Whether you're looking for that or a small SUV, a large SUV, a compact car, luxury car, truck, or van, it's all out there. Price starting at just $29.90. Their finance team can assist you with securing affordable options on any pre-owned vehicle. Plus, if you're looking for a specific vehicle that they don't have in stock, let them know and they're going to find it for you. Most importantly, they got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing service and accessories for your vehicle. They got lots of goals, but their number one goal is simple. That's to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or check them out on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't take Landers, homie, you pay too much. We're back, Jason and John. Hour number three, Jason. Hour number three of what has been an absolutely glorious day here at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Lots of people have come through and hopefully, you know, made their significant other's Christmas with the purchase today here at Robert Irwin Jewelers. I know you definitely have some shopping that you need to do when this show is over, because faith deserves the world. And I know you're going to give it to her.
That's true. And we've had others come in wanting these tickets, have registered to win, obviously, and we'll be... What's the plan? Is that end of the show? Is that
the
last segment there?
Yep.
So you'll have to hang on for a few more, those of you that have come
That's right.
We'll have a winner for you soon. Thank you to Michael Zellner, obviously, for those tickets. Somebody is going to be very happy tomorrow sitting in the sixth row.
You still have time.
Watching this game very closely.
Yeah, you still have time to come up here and
come
register
on.
To win.
376 Perkins Extended.
Make sure you come up here and shake Jason's hand. That will improve your chances of winning.
Not really.
It will, though.
It's all chance
because
at this point. We've got
that
in
is,
here. It's guarded, locked boxes, so shaking my hand is
Jason
not help
is
you.
An extension of the Lord. Okay. And so I'm just telling you.
No, it will, that I would like to be.
It will help. So make sure if you shake my hand, it will decrease your chances of winning because
going straight to hell.
That's right. That's what Jason believes, and that's his right. And so
I'm kidding. Or you get somebody triggered.
No, I'm going to pull up the oral history and just go. I'm just going to read from that.
No, please, no more.
If that's good with you, we're going to be joined by Supreme Bay here in just a little bit, and lots to get to with Supreme Bay. Obviously, do you have any questions for him, or do you just have a few remarks and comments that you would just like to? Because that's the thing about Supreme is he's on a different wavelength. You know, he's a wave god. I mean, that's what he is.
And I do have a deep one for him, since you're going to ask me to do this before we actually have him on.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the better questions I have prepared for Supreme Bay. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Do you have some prepared, or you just go off the cuff?
I mean, me and Supreme have become great friends recently.
Yeah, but do you have anything prepared, any questions, or
I don't think you prepare for that segment. Yeah, I don't think there's any adequate preparation can have.
So you listeners will be able to determine who the better interviewer is in this. My question for him, I'll go ahead and give it away then, John. It's if you were asked. Supreme Bay, artist formerly known as CDR, to stand in front of those Memphis players tomorrow before that game. Obviously a big one with number 3 Tennessee coming here. Guys wearing the same Memphis uniform that you did 10 years ago for this game. What would you tell that team?
There you go. I like it.
What would you tell that team
about
the opportunity in front of them?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Just going off the quotes alone, from that fantastic oral history that you did that included him, he was such a special part of it. Going off those quotes that he had, I imagine he'd curse. I imagine he'd curse, don't you?
Yeah.
I think it probably tomorrow it would be acceptable. It would be probably be it'd be appropriate, quite frankly, maybe, for CDR to say, look at this chance that you guys have got. Maybe you drop in a curse word or two. No, seriously, he's a guy that's been in it. He's a guy that was told John in that piece clearly how much it hurt him.
Right.
And I thought that was refreshing to see all these years later, how much that loss hurt, that loss to Tennessee. And I'm sure he'd tell those kids, don't be me after this one. Sure, everybody's saying y'all aren't as talented as this team, and it's probably true. But you've got an opportunity right now. Why not go out and seize it? Nobody says you've got to lose this game. Go out and control your own destiny. That's what I'd tell them, John. You know, that's sort of what I had for the hustle if I'd been given more time to prepare.
That was one of the all-time great pregame, post, pre-practice speeches.
I told them that I'm a season ticket holder. That was all I had, John.
And
wasn't given enough time by SIP.
No, you weren't. And you know what? The other thing about that.
But if I had time for tomorrow, it would be special.
You know,
y'all.
Nobody from that team or that day made the team. You know. No, you know, I was like, they just took all those folks' money.
It's almost like I just wasted my speech about being a season ticket holder.
I mean, you had to,
because no one, as you point out, was actually down there playing.
You had to pay $150 to try out, and nobody made the team. And, look who it is. It's Jeff Calkins. I mean, Bennett really wanted me to mention that. I mean, I'm not trying to give this man any bigger of a head he's already got. I was going to ignore him. I was going to say, here, a fan has
I will
come.
Shake this man's hand.
A fan has, oh, you're going to put
him. What's up, Jeff?
Now you're going to put him on the mic?
Man, thank you for coming.
Why don't we just let him on the interview with Supreme Bay? You got time?
I don't know. You're the Supreme Bay Whisperer.
That's right.
That's a good way to put it. That's a good name for you.
I'm not the Supreme Bay Whisperer. I just wanted to come and look at the new altar diamonds that they have here.
Well, thank you for coming by. Let me ask you this. We were talking about a minute ago. I'm curious as to your opinion. Yeah, are you familiar with the petition that has been started by Grizzlies fan about the song selection in the fourth quarter, Ball with the Ball by Kid Rock?
I'm not familiar with either the petition or the song itself. I have heard of the artist.
Yeah, Kid Rock?
Yes,
yeah,
I have heard of the artist. And what's the petition?
The petition is to stop playing the damn song by Kid Rock.
And why do we want to stop playing it?
Because it's by Kid Rock. That's why.
Did he do something wrong?
Well, I mean, that's up to you to decide.
Up for debate, I suppose.
Is it just because he's a? Is there something?
The song is from '96, and people.
It's a musical thing. It's not because Kid Rock is a Me Too guy or something like that.
We don't know. We'll probably find out.
But
soon.
That's not. It's not based on any moral objection to Kid Rock. It's based on the quality of the song itself.
Correct. Exactly. And the Can you recall the song? Ball with the ball, the bang, diggy,
that
diggy,
tune.
Diggy.
Oh, yeah. Ball with the ball, the bang, diggy, diggy. I know that one.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
What are they exactly? It's ball with the ball?
Ball with the ball.
Is it ball or ball?
B-A-W-I-T-D-A-B-A. Oh. Ball with the ball.
Ball with the ball. And then
bang,
what?
The bang, diggy, diggy, diggy.
I do know that. Ball with the ball, the bang, bang, diggy, diggy. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. You got joy out of doing that.
I should, in fact, what they should do, I think, is start having me do the song and update it so it's no longer from 99. It's ba with the ba, da bang da bang, diggy diggy, ba with the ba, bang da bang, diggy diggy. Exactly.
That's the same song. What's updated about that?
I don't know.
It's like, just you clumsily going through it.
I bring my own style to it.
All right, but it sounds to me, I think your stance on the matter is you will not be signing the petition to remove it from the rotation. You would
not
the song.
Unless
he's
like,
a Me Too guy.
Unless is he? No.
I mean,
we don't know. Like if you could get some Fire and Rain in there or some Shower the People You Love with Love, whatever.
Okay.
Then you replace it with some Sweet Baby James.
Some real talent.
Then I'd be for it.
Okay, yeah.
But how many people have signed this? Because generally,
Jarvis Greer has signed it.
Thing.
I will say.
Generally, they're known for their
music.
How well they do.
Music selection.
No question.
That's right.
No so what's wrong with Ball Dicky Ball?
People say, you know.
Ball with the ball.
They just say it's just not Memphis. You know, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. So, I mean, like I said, Jarvis Greer is one of the 225.
225?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, do we know any other names on the list?
I think we're going to allow them to remain anonymous. You know, you don't have to tell people who you vote for.
If you sign your name, you're not remaining by definition anonymous.
Well,
invisible ink did they sign it with?
It's an internet petition. It's an internet petition. I haven't seen all the names, but Jarvis Greer is the one I saw. All right, so we know Jarvis is on board. He's endorsed this. So, anyway, thank you for stopping by.
Jeff, have you thought about what you'll wear tomorrow?
What I will wear? I'll wear a sport coat. I will wear a sport coat tomorrow.
That's how you know it's big time.
Where will it be from?
When Collins has got the sport coat on.
Of course it'll be from O'Call. It'll be my O'Call sport coats.
Will Gwen tie your tie?
I won't wear a tie. Okay. I don't like ties.
Wow.
Do you like ties?
Oh, you have a tie makes a man.
I don't think
it. You could still be formal without it.
You don't have to wear it. I mean, you don't have to wear it tomorrow.
Now I know the lyrics to Ball Dicky Ball.
Yeah, it's not the song name.
You keep putting the diggy in there.
Ball with the ball. Well, I was trying to combine the end and
diggy is at the other end of the stanza.
And so now, something I've started doing the last few years is wearing a sport coat with blue jeans. I never did that before. But I was taught how to do that.
You can do that. Yep, it is acceptable in Western society to do that.
So that's what I'm going to do, and an open no tie.
Yeah.
What are you guys wearing?
I'm still struggling with you all's ball with the ball conversation. I feel like it set white people back today. I'm trying to grasp that.
Very likely.
It's about a 2-year setback here.
Yeah, very likely. So I look forward to seeing your outfit tomorrow, Jeff. Thanks for stopping by.
You know what I'm going to wear? What Serene Bay is wearing. Huh? I'm going to wear whatever Supreme Bay
you
is wearing.
You can't possibly begin to.
Whatever he's wearing. I'm going to take note.
Could be some
when he
short
rolls
shorts.
In here.
He posted one of his last transmissions on Instagram before he went off the grid was himself in a hot tub with a shower cap of money.
Made of money, the
well,
shower
like
cap?
It was like printed, like $100 bills on the shower cap, okay? So you can't begin to understand the level
that's
of
a swag. We don't understand.
You know, so, but please do wear that. Please do wear that.
You're awfully nice to let me on. I really I miss being
appreciate
on the show.
Appreciate you coming.
Just trying to get that Calkins bump, baby.
See y'all.
All right. Bye. He is Jeff Calkins stopping by. Nice enough to stop by. When we come back, Supreme Bay is going to join us. We'll ask him about everything. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, everybody. And other than skydiving, all-star Chevy driving is my new favorite sport. It's also a lot safer and makes your parents less nervous. And this holiday season, if you're in the market for a brand new Chevy, all-star Chevy in Olive Branch, that's where you want to go. That's where you want to drive five of the best rides for 2018. A Tahoe, a Suburban, Equinox, my personal favorite, the Silverado, and Impala. You cruise, you glide on the road in these things. And when you test drive at All-Star Chevy in Olive Branch, you get to drive them on highways, back roads. You got the best testing ground in the Mid-South. And best of all, through the whole month of December, All-Star has employee discounts for everyone. You only pay what the GM employees pay on the new Silverados, Tahoes, and Suburbans. Thousands below MSRP. And All-Star Chevy has Impalas at 20% below MSRP. 20% below MSRP on new Spark and Sonic. These are deals, people. So Collierville, Memphis, wherever you are, find new roads to All-Star Chevrolet on Craft Goodman Road in Olive Branch or see the employee discount at allstarautogroup.com.
It's the holiday season, so it's time to get to Oak Hall, where the shopping experience is as joyful as it should be. The people are incredibly helpful, the clothes incredibly beautiful. Literally anything you get from Oak Hall will put a smile on someone's face. Some ideas? Well, all men's fall and winter suits and sport jackets are now 20 to 30% off. Dress shirts from Gittman Brothers and Ledbury are now two for $199. They've got beautiful merino sweaters. They've got crocodile belts. And they've got this gorgeous car coat that I'm putting on my own personal Christmas list. Oh, and they just received a huge new shipment from Peter Millar of shirts, sweaters, and outerwear vests. Or get someone a gift card and let them have the pleasure of picking something out themselves. Because that's what shopping at Oak Hall is, after all, a total pleasure. It's like holiday shopping used to be. And right now, they've got special Sunday hours when the store is open from 1 to 5. So get to Oak Hall and fill your heart and someone else's closet with joy. As longtime employee Clay Tidwell said, always look your best.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Outdoors Inc. is a family-owned and operated business offering Memphians lifetime quality and 100% customer satisfaction for 45 years. With the holidays upon us, it's time to head to Outdoors Inc. for everything you need. 2019 Cannondale bicycles are in stock. New Patagonia, new North Face, new Arc'teryx. During the holidays, many of the top national brands are on sale. Do like I do, shop local. Outdoors Inc. is located in East Memphis on Germantown Parkway and Poplar Avenue, and in Midtown on Union Avenue. Stop by one of their conveniently located stores or shop online at OutdoorsInc.com.
Single game tickets to watch your Memphis Tigers men's basketball team are on sale now. But don't forget to check out the new Pick 6 mini plan, which includes a game against the University of Tennessee on December 15th, plus any other five home games all season long. Your Tigers will have unique promotions and giveaways, but you have to show up to find out. So go ahead and choose the Pick 6 mini plan by calling 901-678-2333 or visit GoTigersGo.com. Memphis basketball, back to business.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis' hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at TheBluffMemphis.com.
Online at 929ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 929 FM, ESPN. Now, it's Jason and John, live from Robert Irwin Jewelers at 376 Perkins Extended in Memphis, live on 929.
right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is Supreme Bay. He is the wave god. And he's doing some incredible things. And we're excited to talk to him about them. And he joins us now. Supreme, what's going on, man?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Man, life is good.
Bless, brother.
Anytime we can get a visit from you, man, it's a good day.
Life is beautiful, man. Life is beautiful. Thank you, man. You guys always have the best compliments, man. Do you talk about me like this off air too?
Oh yeah, no. You're the wave god, man. Come on, man. You're the wave god.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. All right, man. So, thank you.
Yeah, so you know, listen, we have a lot we want to get to, Supreme. But let's start with what you're doing. You're coming back to Memphis. Just tell our listeners, you know, how you came and arrived at that decision and what's going on and what your plans are.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me, of course. But before I say anything, I want everyone who's listening to know that I do not want this to be about me. I don't want it to be about CDR. The university wanted to retire my jersey, but I declined. I already spoke about this, but one of the main reasons I declined, if my jersey gets retired, I feel like all of my teammates' jerseys should be retired too. Without them, this is cliche, but without them, the coaching staff, the fans, that time, I mean, people don't see those practices and the way my teammates pushed me to be great, the coaching staff. So I would not have accomplished what I accomplished if it wasn't for them. We did that together as a team. I just played my role within that team. My role just happened to be the one who got buckets, the one who could shoot. So I'm grateful for that. But just like then, it was never about me. So with this event, I have this same energy. I want this to be about Memphis. And just like in basketball, I'm just playing my role as a member of the team. So this time, my teammates are the people of Memphis. Still to this day, I tell people those 3 years were the best 3 years of my life, some of the best 3 years of my life, no cap. And I don't come around much because I don't like farewells. I don't like jersey retirements because I don't like farewells. I've been thinking this time, like, how can I still be impactful in Memphis today? So our interview sparked that energy, John. I'm thankful for you reaching out to me. So timing is everything. Now that I'm in business, I feel the time is right for me to use my platform to show the greatness of Memphis and the people of Memphis. So here's my vision for the event. The team concept still remains. So the best case scenario is on the 23rd. I'm willing to stay an extra day for the 24th. But on the 23rd, we'll have three locations in place. The locations will be announced. Everything is happening in real time, meaning everything is still developing. So the locations will be full of traditional Christmas toys, backpacks, bikes, scooters, school supplies, clothes, gift cards, shoes, etc., whatever we can get. So my team and I will go to each location throughout the day to pass out the good to the families, to the people. Now, pretty simple, but this is how it works. This only works if the whole team works. Like, we only win if the whole team wins. Like, I'm very aware that I can't do this alone. I don't want to do this alone anyway. I want to win with the team. I want us all to share this spotlight because it's bigger than me. I'm bringing my personal net worth and resources, but it's not enough to make the impact that we can make together. So the best way to make this happen is if we use each other. The peer economy, which is simply helping each other. Memphis helping Memphis. So I'm rambling and shit. I got a website created yesterday just for this event. I'm very excited and I'm very passionate about this. This means more than any national championship to ever mean to me. I know this might ruffle people's feathers, but I don't care. The website is cdrsupremedream.org. So cdrsupremedream.org. That is the website you'll visit to either donate or volunteer to make it happen. All proceeds go to the gifts to the families. And I just want to say, personally, I don't celebrate Christmas, personally. But I recognize the stress and the pressure that families feel during these times. You know, I have neighbors, I have family, I can see it. I also recognize the joy a gift can bring to a child. It doesn't matter how small, I have children. So I understand, like, small things go a long way. So I'm putting my personal aside. I believe this is the true spirit of Christmas. Doing what you can for others. I want this to be like all the thriving businesses in the community. This is your way of showing your customers your appreciation. This is your way of saying thank you to your customers for keeping your businesses running. I want the commercial appeal to report and support this. We wrote letters already to the University of Memphis. Here, Jim Strickland is a big Memphis Tiger fan, Memphis Grizzlies, you know, any other businesses in the community. Like, we have 8 days, but I believe in the power of the people. We can't fail, period. We can't fail. We're starting from, you know, the bottom. So we're just going to build something. And I think that it being 8 days makes it fun. And again, like, this means more than a national championship or a consistent MVP or whatever that stuff that happened a long time ago. You know, I'm very grateful for it, but today I feel like this is my way of impacting the city of Memphis, the city that I love, the city that really made me wavy at the end of the day. So I want us all to come together to make history in Memphis again.
Yeah, man, it's awesome what you're doing, man. So let me ask you this, Supreme. When's the last time you were here in Memphis, like not part of like a basketball team that was coming through? You know what I mean?
So since I left, it's almost like the stars are aligned. You know what I mean? It's like I could never really come back as just like, you know, how I came in, just a part of the people. You know what I mean? I just want to get back in the community. I want to see people. You know, I want to see the people that I used to see. And I have the time now, and I have the resources, and I'm smarter now, more than anything, to be able to organize and put this together. But again, I can't do it without my teammates. And I want my 2008 teammates, if any of y'all hear me, I know y'all hear me, yo, blow this up. You know, I want y'all to come out. Give love to the people. I want the current Memphis Tigers. You know, I want y'all to come see, you know, CDR, what he looked like and all that. I know you heard the stories and all that. They are true.
Have you heard from any of them about this? I know obviously everybody will ask about D Rose. You know, uh-huh. Antonio, have you run it by D Rose and things like that?
I haven't, because I wanted to run it by the people first. So I wanted the people to hear it. I wanted it to be, like, organic. I wanted it to be about the people. And then once I put it out there with the people, the community can hear it. Now I can tell all of my teammates. But they hear. They're going to hear this.
Supreme, you mentioned your kids. How's uh-huh. being a father? How's that changed you? How's it in your involvement? What part has that played, having children and being a father?
Man, in so many ways, being a father just humbles you and focuses you. It really also makes you more aware of your grind and the time you're spending. Children can either make or break you. I mean, I kind of understand both sides. It's like it's a pressure that comes with it, and you have to meet it. Luckily, I just like to have my back against the wall and fight forward, whether I, you know, win or lose. So I just like the pressure, win or lose.
We are, of course, talking to Supreme Bay, who is doing a very cool thing, starting a foundation dedicated to the city of Memphis, and he'll be in town. Ideally, the dates would be the 23rd and potentially the 24th, a holiday event. All details are available on CDRSupremeDream.org. All right, let's turn you to the weekend, CDR Supreme. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, this weekend is Memphis versus Tennessee. I know you and I talked about it, but for our listeners who did not get to hear that amazing conversation, by the way, what are your memories, you know, of that series and of that game and everything it represented?
It was extremely hype. It carried a lot of media attention. It was the hypest, as far as hype, as far as media coverage, as far as the buzz, it was probably the most hype game that I've been a part of in my basketball life, period. It was like bigger than the national championship. And as we talked about, it made sense. Like, it's like Tennessee, Memphis versus Tennessee, the big rivalry. We were one, they were two. And you know, it was just, the time was right. Like, those were just special, special times. And it was meant for us to fall on our face at that time, because great teams, you need a wake-up call. As bad as we wanted to go undefeated, we needed a wake-up call. So think about after that game, we still, right after that, just got right back on track. Like, that made us matter. You know, that made us matter. So if I feel personally, I'm biased. Of course, I'm biased, but I feel like we're one of the greatest teams ever. Not just one of them. I gotta say we're the greatest team ever, just simply because we were mid-major and made mid-major a big deal. Like, number one recruits going to a mid-major. That's the norm now, but We had a lot to do with that. And I don't like to sound like an old head. Like, we were the greats, you know. I hope this year's team, I hope the future teams are way better than us. It's some big shoes to follow, but I hope that they can do it.
Supreme, I'm curious if Penny had asked you if you're here, and Penny asked you if CDR is one of the best players ever, you know, put on one of these uniforms. I want you to talk to our players tomorrow before the game. I want you to, you know, to give them a speech before the game. You know, a guy that's been in this position before, now a little bit different, obviously, Memphis tomorrow, the underdogs, you guys were the favorites. What would you tell those players tomorrow about the opportunity in front of them?
Prepare like it's another game. That's what we should have done. We were the top dogs, but we were preparing like we weren't. Like, we had to win this game. When we didn't have to win. We were, if we knew what we knew after that game, we would have just prepared like it was another game, like we're playing Tennessee State or something, because that was what made us great, that we weren't really scouting. Like, we just knew what we had. So we just knew that we don't like you, period. It doesn't have to be a rivalry. It didn't matter if we were playing, what was that school up the road? Lemoyne Owen. We hated them, you know? Like, we just hated you, period. It didn't matter if you were Tennessee. So we didn't need that. So I would just tell them, like, play as if this were just another game. Don't let the outside stuff encourage how you prepare for the game. If you have that confidence and you believe that you're prepared, which I know that Penny has prepared them, I feel like just go out there and play. The results will be the results. But doing extra stuff can cause you to lose.
I know, obviously, Supreme, that basketball is no longer really a part of your life, you know, in today's day and age. But is that a game this weekend that, you know, you might check in on?
Yeah, I'm going to check in on it. No, seriously. I'm going to watch it, though. I'm going to watch it now. I got to watch it now, though. I definitely have to watch it now.
Do you watch basketball,
heart,
though?
Like, huh?
I said, do you watch basketball still to this day?
No, I don't watch it. I just don't have time. I watch highlights. Like, I watch Derrick Rose highlights. I watch highlights of guys that I like and keep up with. But, I mean, I just don't have... My life is so different, man. Like, you guys are going to see, like, my life is different. Like, I'm not an athlete no more. So it's like you ask any CEO, like, you know, what monopolizes your time in his business. So that's what monopolizes my time. Everything else is secondary.
I imagine you are very happy for your former teammate, D. Rose, just what he's been through and sort of see it all kind of come back together for him and kind of be the guy that we all, you know, saw a while back this year, this season. You've been keeping up with that, I imagine.
Hell yeah. D. Rose is legendary. D. Rose is iconic. Like, D. Rose is one of the greats. I'm very proud of D. Rose. I'm very happy that D. Rose got back to his prominence, but he only didn't play well when he was hurt. That's it. That's what people don't see. He only didn't play well when he had career-threatening injuries. But I understand, though, when you reach that height, you have to also prepare for that negativity that comes with that. But we love D-Rose. We love D-Rose when he was hurt. We love D-Rose when he was in that with the Cavs. We love D-Rose when he's with the Timberwolves. We love D-Rose, period.
Supreme, we've talked about it before, but it's something that you just mentioned that I found really interesting. You know, you haven't been done with basketball for that long. It's only been a few years, but you have obviously transformed yourself and made that successful transition from professional athlete, which is, you know, all you've ever done is play basketball, and you go into business, and you've launched this business successfully, you know, in two or three years. You're already coming back to Memphis, and you're giving back. Why do you think it's so difficult, though, for others? You know, you just don't see professional athletes at the highest level a lot of times be able to do that, to be able to leave the game if they want to on their own volition. How were you able to do it and do it in such a quick time?
I don't have any fear. I don't care what happens to me. I mean, that's just period. Like, I'm not afraid to fail. So a lot of guys, when they stop playing, they feel like their identity is attached to that sport. They spent all their time becoming great at their craft, and then when it's over, they don't have any talent or any skills, which is fine, but they have a limited self-belief and feel like they can't learn something new or develop a new craft. And they allow themselves to become stagnant. And then they allow fear to get in the way. And I just don't care. I failed. I just look good. And I just don't publicly show doubt and all of the other things. I feel, so when I say I don't have any fear, this is what I mean. I feel fear every day. But I'm just going to face it. That's it. So this is trial and error. This is business. You win, you lose. You lose money, you make money. I mean, it's just a mentality. I feel like failing to me is riveting. Like, I love it. Like, I survived this. I can survive anything. I like to put that pressure on me. I'm the one who I missed the free throws in Kansas, you know, but it was like I kept going to the line. Like, that's the part that I was proud of. Like, I kept going to get the ball. I'm going to live and die with me. You know, I knew the city was, I knew all of the pressure. It was just like, so what? So that's just my mentality. Like, so what? I'm going to just go after what I'm going after, and I'm going to educate myself, and I'm going to just master whatever I'm on, period.
I imagine, Supreme, though, that's something that you learn with time, you know, because I imagine at the time, like anybody, if you miss that free throw and that's something that's talked about, you know, as much as it's been talked about, you probably don't, you don't revel in that. You don't necessarily cherish that. Is that something that you grow and learn to appreciate, you know, those moments of, you know, conceived failure?
I appreciated it then. You can't find any quotes of me talking about those free throws in a depressed way. I'm glad that it was me at the line. I'm glad that it was me who had the balls to go get the ball. I'm glad it was me. Simple as that. Like, I'm glad it's me they're talking about that missed and all of that. I'm glad it's me. Because I wouldn't be able to live with me running away from the ball and being shy. Like, I know that I got 25 or whatever I had this game, and I'm not trying to shoot the free throws because I missed a couple. No, this team depends on me to make plays and close out games. That was my role. Again, going back to roles, I'm just playing my role. So I'm not going to disappoint my teammates by getting, you know, not going to the free throw line. Joey going to shoot him?
You'd have never been able to live with that, brother. There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, so the big part is beautiful, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It takes perspective to realize that, though, CR, and being wise to realize that. So many of us struggle with that part of it. Struggle with that failure part of it. If you had to say, I mean, at one point in your life, your purpose, I guess, was to be the best basketball player you could be. It's obviously changed now, and it feels like it's. If I asked you, Supreme Bay's purpose at this point in life. It feels like to change the world, to make the world a better place for folks. I mean, what would you say to that? It's your life. You tell me.
Definitely. So imagine reaching your dream. Like, this is, I want to just paint the picture. This is how it happened. Coming out of high school, I wasn't a top, I don't know what the rankings were. Didn't care, I just knew that we're all here. It's McDonald's All-Americans here. It's top 10 guys. We're all at the same school. So for the kids who are like, man, I'm not ranked and all that, that's weak. That's weak. It don't matter if you ranked or what. You're going to go to a school with somebody who a top 200 recruit, a walk-on, and an All-American. You go and you standing next to them, so y'all equal. So that's how I always felt. Like, I'm going to make it. I'm just going to make it work, yo. I'm going to make it work. So I make it to, I have goals, and I still have goals. So my goal my freshman year was to make freshman team contribute, to keep getting a bigger role, because guys were in front of me. Guys were in front of me. So my junior year, shout out to Penny, I saw that he was the only All-American, consensus All-American. Well, the last one, I'm like, that's my next goal, period. I'm going to accomplish that. I didn't tell nobody because when you tell people your goals, they hate on you and try to bring you down immediately.
So true.
Because they want to put their fear in you. You haven't done that. Penny is the last one. And you're looking at Penny like, damn, he got little Penny. Like, you'll start doubting yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, man, I can't get that. Am I going to have a little Penny? You know what I mean? I think Chris Rock was little. So I had to keep that to myself, and I just did it. And I reached the top, and it was like I made it to the NBA, and it's like I just want something new. So our goals changed. My goal changed. I wanted to make it to the NBA, see what it was like. I experienced it. I'm grateful for it. But I started studying Magic Johnson. And I started studying Junior Bridgman. People might not know him, but look Junior Bridgman up. He's another CEO who used to hoop. That's what I always been a nerd for business. Even when I was at Memphis, I was good business. Like, if some crazy stuff happened at the club, you put CDR in front of the microphone, and I would, say some, stuff, and we going to get a win by 20 the next night, and it's, it's just, I was always good for business, always been a nerd for business, so now that I have this platform in business, I'm better equipped to help others. And
impact, yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm still, like, I'm very... I'm about wealth too. Like, I don't want it to seem like I'm about wealth building. Like, I still like my things. I still like to wear Rolexes and stuff.
Absolutely. Again, man, the website is cdrsupremedream.org. The email to help out is on that website. It's also us at cdrsupremedream.org. Supreme, man, we appreciate the time as always, man, and I look forward to catching up with you when you get in town, man.
Thank you for this.
Let's go. Hey, let's go, Memphis. Let's go. We teammates with this. We can make a world of difference. We can feed as many families as possible. We can do it. We can do it. Let's go. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Man, anytime, brother. You know that. Talk to you soon.
Admire what you're doing.
Peace. Peace and love.
He is Supreme Bay. Wow. Whew. What a good dude, man. Got to appreciate that for sure. We'll come back. Jason and John on 1800 FM, ESPN.
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue? Low sex drive? Clothes sizes just kept getting bigger? Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo with Kyverville Weight Loss. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive, and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 here on 92.9 FM ESPN, and you know the holiday season is here. And one thing on lots of people's wish list is a computer, so if you know somebody like that and you're looking for the lowest prices and best service, go check my friends at Cooper Systems. You know Cooper Systems, Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper. They've been with me for years, and you guys, listeners of this station, have helped grow their business because you keep going there when you need a new computer, a refurbished computer, or a custom-built computer because you know they have prices starting as low as $189. Cooper Systems has brands like Apple, HP, Dell, Gateway, Toshiba, Sony, and more. Desktops, notebooks, tablets, and printers, they really do have it all at Cooper Systems. And don't ever forget, if you need service on your computer, then Cooper Systems can help you too. In-shop diagnostic rates start as low as $24.99. So don't be frustrated by a bogged-down computer. Let Cooper Systems help get you cleaned up the way you ought to be. Go see them in the Mount Moriah office park or call them 360-9679 or visit them at coopersystems.com.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. Your whole family celebrating under one roof and on one Wi-Fi network. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience and the most reliable internet, so you can fight over leftovers instead of bandwidth. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile and include it with your internet. It's a new kind of wireless network that automatically connects you to the most Wi-Fi hotspots in millions of places and the best 4G LTE everywhere else, so you can use less data and save more money. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome. Celebrate the holidays with this special offer. Get Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires eco bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offerings 12-21-18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New performance shutter, 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees, extra and subject to change after agreement. Regular rates do apply.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Power your holidays with America's best internet provider. Get Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second download speed, plus TV for $40 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a two-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Requires EcoBill, paperless billing, and autopay. Offer ends 12/30/18. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
Dashing down
the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet. Hooray for holiday games, very small and bright, a scratchable delight. What fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight. Holiday games, holiday games, holiday instant games. Oh, what fun they are to play throughout the holidays.
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The big guy's not gonna like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery Holiday Instant Games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
Oh, Riley Auto Parts. No matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you are probably near to Riley Auto Parts because they got locations all throughout the Memphis area. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll get better parts, better prices every day. They'll have the parts you need to get the job done right. Their stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And their stores, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
The new Papa Rewards program is here, and it's better than ever. Now, earn points 5 times faster than before and redeem your rewards towards anything on the Papa John's menu. Your favorite pizzas, brownies, breadsticks, wings and Pepsi, pizza. Oh, I said pizza? Sign up for Papa Rewards today and start earning your favorite free stuff faster. The only hard part? Deciding what to eat. Already a member? Get a free order of 10-inch cheese sticks with any purchase of $12 or more. Order now, online, or on the Papa John's app. At participating U.S. stores, taxes and delivery fee extra.
This holiday season, while you're sitting around the table listening to your Uncle Bill rant on about what's wrong with the world, blah, 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 Buff City Soap gives you permission to give your mind the spa day you deserve. Instead, imagine yourself neck deep in warm, shea-soaked moisture as your cares melt away to your favorite Buff City Soap scent. Uncle Bill's voice will fade into the background the moment your Buff City Soap bath bomb begins to fizz. You deserve it. Visit us on the web at BuffCitySoap.com to find a location near you.
Have an unforgettable experience with today's Perks deal. Half off jumping for two people at Jumping World. Bring your crew and an attitude ready to jump the world. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Now, it's Jason and John, live from Robert Irwin Jewelers at 376 Perkins Extended in Memphis. Live on 92.9.
John Martin, I want to tell you about Burgess Dental and my man, Dr. Lewis Burgess. He's my dentist, and he should be your dentist, too. Why? Because he's the best in Memphis. I'm just trying to take care of you. I'm just trying to get your heads up. He's the best in Memphis. Really easy guy to talk to, and that's important when you're going in to the dentist's office. You want to feel comfortable, and you will, because he's a cool dude. He played college basketball. He loves the Grizzlies, loves the Tigers. Coolest dentist in Memphis, for sure. Also the best in Memphis, because he does everything. He does routine teeth cleanings. He does same-day crowns and cosmetics. So if you're self-conscious about your smile, he can fix that. He can build your confidence up. There's no question about it. Just hit him up. He's on the web, Burgess-Dental.com. Tell him John Martin sent you. Again, the website, Burgess-Dental.com. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Appreciate Wave God Supreme Bay for joining us here on the show. It's just, you know, it's been really nice, you know, to become best friends with Supreme over the last few weeks.
Yep.
And
I think we're all jealous of
I'm
going to
start wearing.
I'm going to
start wearing some, you know, extraordinary stuff. once he comes in town, I'm gonna get some. You know, we're gonna hit the mall, and so I'm gonna come to work that next Monday. You're not gonna want to be in the same studio. Too much drip.
Just hook me up with a hoodie. If you can do that for me, I'll
appreciate you can buy a hoodie from Supreme. He's got a
they're like $200.
Yep. Yeah, but it's important to former Tiger, man.
Well,
so no, I honestly, it is amazing though, like just the transition. I mean, he's only been out of basketball for like 2 years, you know, and he's already got this very successful business.
And maybe what I remember about him coming back and being in the Forum was with some other team at the end of that career there. Maybe
he said he has not been back before. Since. Yeah, without a basketball team.
Not without
team.
A team.
Yeah, he has not been back to Memphis on his own since he left. And so, no, I give him a lot of credit. You know, he invested in Netflix stock before it was cool. I think that's another part of his wealth, man. There's a story about that out there that he invested in a bunch of stuff. You know, I would recommend Target because I think Target is definitely a big time. I'm trying to tell you, Target.
He was on to the power of white people and friends and knowing that white people are going to bring. Didn't Netflix play $100 million? You told me yesterday.
Now that may bankrupt them though. That is something to monitor. I'm not sure what Netflix stock is going to look like in a year from now when they're having to write that $100 million check for Friends. You know, and also Disney. We talked about that yesterday.
They're pulling their stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why they paid so much for Friends.
But again, Supreme bought back when they were the only like
back when they were mailing.
He's already made a ton.
Yeah. So no, it's always good. And honestly, for him to come back and to do this is a very special thing.
Yeah.
You know, to come back and start a foundation dedicated solely to the city of Memphis.
Big time.
And have this holiday event. It is amazing.
Is he doing this? I haven't seen one of these press releases for Detroit from where, you know, no. What I'm saying? So just do no. it for the city he, that you played.
Yeah.
You know, college basketball.
He
in.
Said, the website is CDRSupremeDream.org. It says on the website that, I'm just telling you what it said after talking to me. For the Athletic for that oral history.
We've already thanked you.
Don't thank me. I mean, it's the memories.
We thanked you for the conversation had with him that inspired him to do the give back. John, if you're not there with oral history 1-2, doesn't happen.
Listen, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas,
you've
Memphis.
Done it what?
Man.
God bless us.
But anyway, the website is CDRSupremeDream.org. If you want to help, you can get involved there. That's going to do it for us today.
Big weekend.
Thanks to everybody who joined the show today. Thanks to Robert Irwin Jewelers for having us. And as always, the show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you're hungry. That's going to do it for us today. Eric Hastine's up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Eric Hasseltine Show. Weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m.
Bring it up. Put 3 on the board.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is always on the cutting edge, and you've done it again.
We've brought you a new choice in diamonds. We've got altar-created diamonds exclusively at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and what that does for you is give you the opportunity to save 25 to 30% and get a bigger and brighter diamond.
And how is that possible?
Altar-created diamonds are grown above ground, making them environmentally friendly and 100% conflict-free.
Howie, can you tell the difference?
What difference? They're both diamonds. See for yourself only at Robert Irwin Jewelers with free financing.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in the city. It's Bon Thai, the Thai restaurant on Peabody that's been voted the best Thai restaurant and one of Memphis's best patios for 16 straight years. I love Bon Thai, from the Thai Northern Curry Chicken to the Thai Red Snapper and much more. But here's the best part. It's a great place for dinner before a Grizzlies or Tigers game at the Forum, and you can leave your car in their secured parking lot and get a quick Uber or Lyft to avoid the parking mess. Open for lunch and dinner every day, but Monday they also have a banquet room that holds up to 100 for parties and company events. Give them a call at 272-1538 or just stop by at 1324 Peabody. I'll probably see you there. there.
Shopping for boots this Christmas? Then get to Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, where you'll find over 5,000 pair and over 250 different styles of Western boots and work boots for the entire family, all at prices that meet or beat the online stores. Want the perfect gift for the people on your list or even yourself? Now for the month of December, all adult Ariat boots are $20 off the already low price. That's right, $20 a pair off Ariat boots, Cowboy Corner's best-selling brand. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, your family-owned store for 61 years on Goodman Road in South Haven.
Toyota-thon is now at Wolf Chase Toyota, your number one volume sales leader in Memphis. All 2018s must go during Toyota-thon. This holiday season, we want to say thanks to all of our great customers and employees for a great year at Wolf Chase Toyota. We are committed to do whatever it takes to continue providing you with the best sales and service experience each day. Toyota-thon happens once a year, and we are ready. The great deals are on. Shop your great selection online at wolfchasetoyota.com.
Number 14215, SNBS reporting. Toyota-thon offers expires 12/31/18 and exclude dealer dock fees, tax, tag, title. See dealer for details.
Now, it's the radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN. And on